So obviously playing at home, the crowd will be pretty rowdy. How will that play to your advantage on defense? Obviously, that's a big contributor.
No question. Anytime you get a chance to come home and play against your home crowd, it's really exciting. The opener at home, exciting. And the hometown and the crowd being behind us, it's certainly you know, as exciting as playing at this level is, it takes it up a whole nother notch when you're at home.
Kenny, there have been, at least from the outside, a lot of question marks about the defense going into the season. Did they surprise you at all in that first game? What was your overall assessment?
Did they surprise me? Oh, my goodness. There was no surprise. I mean, we're with these guys every single day. We watch them study. We watch them work. We watch them practice. We work with them and coach them. And there's a lot of teaching going on. And this is the professional level. These young players are really talented. And it's a matter of, you know, a lot of things are involved in playing your best football. And I think that the way the young players have grown, the way the older players are leading and making their plays, I think that there's no surprise at all. We expect to play well and to play solid football.
With all the young guys, how important is it to get a good start and get some confidence going for all these younger players who are playing?
Well, you know, younger players, you know, older players, players that are in the middle. I mean, confidence is really important for all ages. And that's what the preparation, that's what practice, that's what film study, the coaching, the teaching, all those things during the week, they are connected to your confidence on Sunday. You know, you can't have confidence at the end of the week if you aren't handling your business and your practice and your preparation during the week. So it all comes, it's all connected.
They got the ball the first time they got it, went right down the field, and then never again. But any reason why? What did you tighten down?
Well, it wasn't tightened. If you really watch closely when they made the catches on third down. I mean, first and second down, we were really effective. Third down, our guys were all over them. They're really competitive throws, really good catches. I mean, they had to make really great catches. And we really feel like if you have to compete at that high level, they're going to make some catches. They're pros too. But at the same time, they're not going to make those throws and catches all day long. So we were very encouraged by how hard we were playing, about the way we were scrapping, clawing, competing to get the ball. So with that setting the tone, we knew that we were ready to go.
What did you see out of Sean Smith?
Well, Sean was very effective. I mean, Sean's a good football player. It's a matter of, again, everybody working together. I think the team, the unit is really close. Everybody really cares about one another, and everybody really helps each other out. And we only want the best for each one of us. But Sean is a very good professional player, and he has reemerged, as you can see, ready to play high-level football.
When Khalil's doing what he's doing against double, triple teams, and when Eddie's doing what he's doing, when some of the linemen are down blocking on him, what does that do for you as a coordinator, not needing to blitz every snap or even close to it sometimes to get the sort of pressure really
quickly? Well, I'm not sure, you know, what your strategy is, but it's just a matter of understanding we are a physical team. We play really hard, and the guys are really executing. The coaches are really doing a great job teaching and really working with the guys and preparing them. And I think that we're looking for consistency. It was a good start, but by no means are we finished. We're just going to be very consistent, physical, hardworking team, and we're expecting. We have a lot of high expectations. Really excited. Markell did an excellent, solid job. He was making all the solid calls, getting everybody lined up, always in the right spot, tackling really solid, tough tackles. Playing middle linebacker on a team like this with some really good football players, that's a really challenging position to be in, especially a team. And from the leadership on down, there's some high-profile former linebackers on this team, so he has a lot of expectations. But really, really pleased with his development. And we have always been a developmental staff. We want to take the guys and really develop them into the players that we know they can be. And so far in his development, Markell is doing a really good job.
In terms of him making the calls and everything, is that something that initially you had to piecemeal him and give to him slowly, or is that something that you just threw on him?
No, he came off the plane. When he got off the plane, he was making calls. You know, he's been making calls his whole football career. just because now it's at the NFL, it doesn't change. He's been making them in college, high school, little league. He's a talker. He's clear. He's confident, and he's an NFL middle linebacker.
What for you to take some of that pressure off of Markell, where he didn't need to be out there every down? He didn't need to be the one you're speaking to in the headset and making the strength calls and every snap.
Right, they work together. Now, Corey and Markell work really well together. Corey's another outstanding young athlete, and I think they're a duo working together, doing a really good job of communicating, executing, understanding, and really, again, the work is done during the week. We can tell early in the week how they approach the week, how they sit in their chairs, how they take notes, how they practice, how they discuss it, and communicate in practice. By the time the game comes, we have a really solid idea about the type of performance we're going to see.
Can you talk about how you watch guys and how they're sitting, how they're taking notes? What is that to you, and is that really something you stress, having been a former player?
There's no question. We've seen a lot of really good players, and we've seen a lot of not really good players over the many years, and I've been fortunate enough to play with a lot of Hall of Fame players in my time, and you kind of get the mannerisms and the ideas and the understanding and the different ways that people approach the game, what they act, how they act, and the things that are common amongst the really good defenses, the really good players, and focus, attention to detail, guys that really understand this, they get to be here, and they find a way to work together and really have an understanding of why. Those are the guys that usually are your best players.
Well, if you see a guy whose body language isn't good throughout the week, are you looking to the
Well, it won't happen. It won't happen throughout the week. That day, the very second you see it, you clean it up, and then you move on.
Is that something you clean up, or do you go to a team captain and say, hey?
We all work together. Yeah, I think that we all make it clear what our standard is, and then myself, the coaches, and the other players, we all make sure that standard is upheld.
What would you say is the most challenging thing about the New York Jets offense?
Well, they're really good. And I think that it's just for us to understand our ideas to always worry about us. I mean, the Jets, they throw the ball well. They run the ball well. They have really good skilled players. The offensive line is very physical. But it all comes down to our execution, our ability to show up, our ability to really play well and tackle the way we're supposed to tackle. So our execution and our importance is about us. And we're worried about how we show up and ready to go on Sunday.
Stopping the run, making offenses one-dimensional, are there things that you guys want to do every week?
Right.
What on Sunday did you see about what made you, your defense, effective in that regard?
Well, stopping the run, going into it, you know, they had two really good runners, really good offensive line, and they've run over 100 yards at a high level throughout the season last year, and we really felt like it was important for us to take that away from them, make them really one-dimensional, and we felt we know going into it, the team that we're talking about, Tennessee, if they rushed for under 100 yards, they were they didn't win as many games. They were 0-14, something like that, and so we felt like stopping the run was really important to us, and it put him in obvious situations, gave us a chance to really get our coverage and our rush to work together, and we felt that we accomplished that.
That third down play for Nicholas, when you guys get the stop downfield, what stood out to you on that?
Well, just, you know, the focus, being a linebacker, really tracking down the runner, the way his speed. And a lot of people just see the tackle that Nick made, but 29 turned the ball back and gave his body up and turned the ball inside, made the runner jump up. Defensive line chased it down and knocked off the pullers. 58 jumped in there and knocked off a guy. I mean, the team worked together. It was a team stop. And a lot of guys just see the hit at the end, but all 11 guys had a part in that big third down stop.
Jack has said that your interior defensive line had been upgraded. Do you feel like they showed that in the first game, or are you excited about that mix as a whole, Mario, Eddie, D'Amico, the whole group?
We'll see. It's just one game. This one game doesn't make, a reputation or a season. I think it's important that the consistency and want to see how they respond. I think it was important for the young players to see what NFL ball is like. Now they have a great idea of what it's like, and you know, we have a standard we want to set, and I feel like our direction is going in the right way.
In terms of the talent that you have on the inside, do you feel like you have a good mix for every situation, whether you need to stop the run in short yardage or pass?
Well, we'll see. Okay. We'll see again. It's still early. You know, it's one game, so we have a lot of situations left, and we know that each game brings up different challenges, different struggles, different situations, and this game will be no different. And we're doing a job of trying to do a great job of preparing our guys for all the situations.
Last one, guys.
Canelo or Triple G?
Oh, boxing question. I want to be very competitive. You like competitive, entertaining fights.